Ticket.
Podcasts are brought to you in part by Lewis Jewelers, the official jeweler of The Ticket and proud partner of Michigan Athletics.
And good morning, folks. Wow. I mean, I went to sleep, but I was wired. I was wired the whole night. After watching what was, without question, one of the best regular season performances I've seen Michigan play. You talk about the another absolute dismantling of a ranked opponent. You talk about a blowout of Wisconsin. First time since Juwan Howard played that Michigan beat Wisconsin by a margin like the one last night. I believe that was the first time since 1987 that they beat a ranked team by that margin. An absolute eye-popping, devastating, impressive performance by this Michigan basketball team. Whatever tests they've come up against thus far, Mr. Weintraub, they passed with flying colors, at least here of late. I mean, they had some early tests that really, I think, kind of hardened them out of the gate. But these recent tests, man, what they've told me, and I tweeted this last night, is there is not a test in college basketball that they can't pass. Now, that doesn't mean that they will pass them all. But it is not too much to say with what we've seen from this team that they can beat anyone in the country. Now, I didn't think I'd be able to say that about this team. And that's certainly not saying that they will. But they have all the ingredients. They have length. They have athleticism. They have experience. They have post play. They have shooting. They play lights out defense. They have a deep rotation. They have all the ingredients, Ira. Wow. Good morning, my friend.
Wow's a great word, Sam. I kind of wish I had screenshotted the stats, like the points per possession and things like that. When Michigan was up by 40 last night, which they were in the midway point of the second half, it was a phenomenal performance last night, Sam. And for those that missed the stat that ESPN put on the screen, they're the first team in college basketball history with three straight wins over ranked opponents by 19 or more points. And so you can dismiss that Northwestern
in history.
You can dismiss that maybe a team was ranked that maybe should. Doesn't matter. They were ranked at the time, and this has never been done before. And then the history of the rankings. So it's just a number that gives you kind of an idea of how impressive the game was last night, or the run they're on at this stretch of the season. But Sam, I got thinking about a couple things last night that I wanted to just throw out at you. Do you remember when the sky was falling because Michigan had two decommits in the recruiting cycle and the team was not going to be very good this year? Do you remember earlier in the year when, Franz Wagner is not progressing like people thought? He's kind of, what's wrong with Franz? Do you remember those moments, Sam? They're distant memories.
Yeah, I remember all those moments. I remember when they struggled to beat Oakland and fell out of the rankings. I mean, you would have thought they lost that Oakland game with the reactions to it. And talked to Isaiah Livers about that last week or a couple of weeks ago, and he said, you know, it was a profoundly impactful game, as far as a win is concerned, as maybe he's been a part, because it really showed them their flaws, laid for bare their flaws, the things they really needed to improve on out of the gate. Sometimes it takes you some time to really discover, especially a team with a lot of new parts, right? Big time freshman impact player in the rotation, new point guard that's a grad transfer, wing that's a grad transfer in Shawnee Brown, some role definition changing for your veteran players, just a lot to be determined. And so sometimes it takes you, a few games, a few weeks to really, discover, man, we need to work on it. They saw it in game two. In game two. Like, man, we got to fix X, Y, Z. Quick, fast, and in a hurry. And in the break, the break, I remember Juwan Howard talking about, Juwan said, hey, you know, I'm looking at us in the defensive stats. You talk about things that have changed. He said, we were near the bottom of the Big Ten in defense. Can you imagine this team that we're watching right now? I mean, contesting damn near every shot. This is a good Wisconsin team. Do I think Michigan is 40 points better than Wisconsin? No, I do not. Do I think they're 23 points better than Wisconsin? No, I do not. This is a really good Wisconsin team that Michigan blew up in the first half, compounded by some foul trouble with Michael Potter. It was a blitz. It was a blitz that left them dazed and confused. I think that, you know, just listening to the post game from some teams, some coaches, you watch them on film, but the length, athleticism, and physicality, you don't really, I mean, you got to see it in person to really get a good feel for it. I remember Tim McCormick said, you know, Sam, this team is longer than a lot of NBA teams. This is one of the longest teams in the country. He said that before the season. He said, with certain lines, this is one of the longest teams in the country. And we're seeing that. We're seeing that right now with how disruptive they are. Contest every shot. They block a lot of shots. I think that starts to get in the heads of people as well. And, you know, for running them off the three-pointer, they couldn't get anything going at the basket either, Wisconsin last night. So you're right. A lot of narratives changed. They struggled with Oakland. Franz Wagner struggled out of the gate. Make no mistake about it. It was legit to wonder, hey, you know, what is his game going to look like on this team? A team that we thought he would clearly be the primary in every game. He doesn't have to be the primary in every game. Think about last night. You know, out the gate, you're thinking Hunter Dickinson. Wisconsin was committed to taking Hunter Dickinson out of this game. And Isaiah Livers comes out firing. So it can be a different guy every night. And yet, you know, guys still find ways to have outstanding all around games. So, you know, you got 13 points from Isaiah Livers, 15 points from Franz Wagner. And Ira, those were two of the better games of their careers because of what they did on the defensive end of the floor as well. I thought they had brilliant two-way games.
Sam, the amount of times that we were kind of joking last night about how long Franz's arms are because of the plays that he was making. I mean, if you haven't looked at a box score, if people haven't, like, we talk about stat sheet stuffers, and that's usually because you put a little bit here and a little bit there. What's the next level of that? When you have 15 points and 10 rebounds, so you have a double-double, but then you have four steals and a block shot. And Sam, I have no idea how many passes he altered that he didn't get his hand on. I don't know how many shots he altered that he didn't get his hand on, but his length is, yeah, it's a, he's, I don't usually get that excited to watch guys play defense or teams in general play defense. I've been really enjoying watching this team play defense because they get in your shorts. They communicate really well. They throw different looks at you. They don't hedge a lot, but they occasionally do. Like they seem to do a lot of different things, but what they do consistently is they are physical and they are in your face. And they're going to make you earn everything that you do. Wisconsin shot 30% in the first half and 31% in the second half because they had to work really hard. Micah Potter was in trouble in the game because he had to work really hard. This team on the defensive end, yeah, I don't know what they – it seems like they had that moment kind of like when Charles got up in the meeting, Sam, before 97, just said, let's just win. They just kind of said, let's just play more physical and tougher. I mean, I know it's oversimplifying it, but they just seem to kind of turn a switch where it went from one level to the next. And this team on the defensive end, there's going to be a game. There's going to be a letdown. You mentioned that. And maybe it's this weekend. Who knows when it'll be. It's basketball. There are games where you don't shoot the ball that well. The other team is shooting shots when their eyes are closed and their hands in the face and they still go in. Things like that happen. But the way this team is playing defense, what do they say, Sam? Defense travels. This team is playing really exceptional defense. And, yeah, they are thrilling to watch in the defensive end of the floor.
Yeah, it was and Mike Smith. I mean, we've been talking about learning the scheme and learning your team. Those are two different things. And as a veteran guy, his experience, I think, is maybe hastening the learning curve. You know, it was, he admitted It's like, man, I'm out there swimming at times. It's very, very difficult, you know, to pick this up, to know no guy spots, to, you know, have two-man game chemistry with Hunter Dickinson. You can really see that, to really know where on the floor guys can do some damage. And then to figure out his own fit offensively, right? I mean, this is a guy that was a volume scorer, a volume shooter at Columbia. And you have to learn to be more deferential. You have to be pass first, but still not be deferential to a fault. And he is walking that line, finding that balance. I love to see, I mean, you know, six assists seems to be the sweet spot. I mean, you know, games in which you can see him have at least six assists. Michigan's winning. I mean, they've been winning a lot of games comfortably of late. But that seems to me to be the spot where you can really feel like, yeah, Mike Smith has the offense rolling. And, you know, you look at them take Hunter Dickinson out of the game in the first half, Michigan find a different way. And then they get in the second half, and immediately he goes to work. And it was, you know, whether it's getting some deep position in the opening possession, or like I said, a lot of that two-man game action with Mike Smith, it just was a game that checked every box for Michigan. They did everything in this game. A team that was, as I said yesterday, leading the Big Ten in three-point field goal percentage. And you heard Isaiah Livers in the pregame and press conference the day before talk about, we got to run them off the 3-point line. We got to contest every shot. Man, they did that to a T. I mean, a 41.4% from 3-point range coming into that game. Five guys on the court that can all knock down threes. And it's like, man, they were just shook. They were shook. That's a veteran team. Average age 37. And they were shook by this swarming, is the best way I can put it, swarming Michigan defense last night. You know, when the dust settled, they shot better in the second half from three than they did the first half. They finished 32.1% from three. And trust me, that was second half stuff, because I think they were 21% from three in the first half. So just a tremendous, tremendous performance by this Michigan team. I said it last night. I said at the beginning of the show, look, they're going to lose. They ain't going to go undefeated. They're going to be in more tests this season, especially on the road. But there isn't a test in college basketball that they're incapable of passing. They can beat anyone. They can. I'm not saying they will, but they can, Ira. I don't know anyone that was saying that before the season. I mean, I don't know how you could. I don't know how anyone could predict that you could say, oh, yeah, Michigan beat anyone on the schedule, anyone in college basketball. You can say that now. We've seen enough to be able to say that. Now, how do they, you know, how do they play away from home against a ranked opponent? I know they have a big victory over Maryland. Maryland has had some impressive moments this season, but, you know, a top tier team on the road, how do they fare in a matchup like that? I mean, you can always find tests, but you look at how Michigan has just absolutely decimated opponents. I mean, you talk about Franz Wagner's defensive presence. I mean, look at how they tried to bang Isaiah Livers in the post with Nate Reavers, and what happens? A block shot. I mean, it was just everyone. Everyone last night had it going, Mr. Weintraub. I don't know that I've been more impressed with the regular season performance.
I know I haven't this year by maybe a single team in college basketball, but I think part of it is that I'm using the run they're on, these last three games, the stats, you know, that you put it all together, because it's not just a one-game performance. You know, you kind of like, all right, well, they did it in this game. What are they going to do in the next one? Well, and they repeated it, and they've done that a few times in a row. Yeah, this team is playing as well as we've seen a team play, a Michigan team at this time of year. We got an email in here from Mark, who said, one word about M basketball? Wow. Seriously, though, guys, I've been watching Michigan basketball since the Cassie days as a kid. I was fresh out of college for the Hubbard 75 team that went head-to-head with Indiana. I savored the Tarpley and McCormick teams with loads of talent. I love the Beeline teams of effort and discipline. However, this team may be the best of them all. They have everything. So good to see Austin Davis come back and score the first basket. Love that kid's spirit and energy, but they all have it. I said it before, this team will go far. I can't wait to hear you talk about them, which obviously we're doing right now. Sam, I'd like to mention, by the way, I'm not exactly sure why Grace really likes Austin Davis, but I swear she is, every time he makes a play or when he gets on the floor, and in the case last night, returning to action, she is cheering for Big Al, because we all know that our buddy Big Al was a big Austin Davis guy when Austin was still back in high school and was telling us about him when he was a prospect from Onsted. And she was going nuts, and he made that first shot he took yesterday. You would have thought that they had just won the national championship, according to that 7-year-old. And it was great to see Big Country back on the floor. It's nice to have that depth. But yeah, I think wow is a really good word to use, Sam, to describe what we saw last night.
Everyone is saying the same thing about him nationally. All the pundits, me. I know there's some people who get nervous when you offer superlatives like the ones we are. They can beat anyone. What did he call it? The Dockage Index put Michigan at number one before last night's game. You know, a lot of people, just let them play. Look, man, look. First of all, they clearly tune everyone else out. If they didn't tune everyone else out, they would have went in the tank after they barely beat Oakland, right? So it doesn't matter what we say about this team to this team. They don't care. So let's not overvalue, you know, overestimate our role in this. We have no role in how they're playing, which is great. But, you got to call it a spade when you see it. This team is playing as well as any team in this country and is capable of beating any team in this country. And now we have to just, see how they maintain. See how they maintain moving forward. We got to get to a break. We hear from some of the guys from last night's game. Coming up here, the remainder of the hour on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050, WTKA, The Ticket.